been on superhumanradio.com lately. Lots of free supplements, great information, and older episodes of Superhuman Radio are all available. Go to superhumanradio.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Wednesday. It's hump day here in the Superhuman Radio studio. We've got a great show planned today. During the first hour, we're going to be interviewing someone who I learned about, and the more I learned about him, I became more and more intrigued. And he has been a fan, a listener of the show for a long time. And today he's going to be a guest. And his name is Liam Tweed. We'll be talking to him all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. And after that, we're going to have Molly Galbraith on, who is the leader and spokesperson for Girls Gone Strong. I got it right that time, Molly. And we're going to be covering a subject that falls prey to a lot of women, and that is distance training. You sign up with a celebrity coach somewhere across the country, and whether or not this fast food approach to physical fitness and training works or works for everybody. So that's later in the show. So let's get started. How you doing, Liam?
I'm great, Carl. Thanks very much for having me on your show.
Yeah, I have to tell you, We were talking about having you on the show because my friend, and I call him my friend now because he really is, Steve Lapidus over at Age Force, was telling me about you. And he said you should reach out to this guy and have him on the show. His story is amazing. And so you were kind enough to communicate with me. And in one of the communications, you started sending me pictures of yourself. Now, I had no knowledge of how old you are. And I started looking at these pictures. The first pictures you sent me were of your legs and then of your back and then a what would be considered a abs and chest shot. And then one from the waistline up where I saw your face and I realized, oh, my God, I thought I was looking at a guy in his 30s all this time. And then I realized you're a mature guy like me. And I was like, oh, my God, this guy has an amazing physique. And so I started digging more and more, and lo and behold, when I heard your story, I thought the audience really needs to hear it as well, because while it's your personal journey, I think a lot of people will relate to a lot of the things that we're going to talk about in your interview. So first of all, you mind me asking how old you are?
I'm 51, Carl. I turned 52 November 7th.
Okay, so you and I were born at the same time, right around the same time.
I'm
a couple years.
Yeah,
I'm a couple years older. Okay, with that being the case, how did you found your way into physical culture a lot earlier than I did? How did you find it? What was the means that you started to fall in love with training?
I was very into athletics at school, so I would be training every day in an open field, and somebody was watching me and decided they would kind of try and help me. So they came over and said, you know, we watch you train every day. I think I was 13 at the time. You know, we really think you should add weights to your overall training so you can perform better. And that was really my first exposure to weights, and they were very, very kind. The guy actually, he was a soccer coach, and he gave me a set of weights to train with, and he gave me a list of exercises of just about every exercise in the book, which I immediately tried, and I distinctly remember falling asleep in a geography exam the next day, so that wasn't a great start, but that was pretty much how I started with weights.
Did you fall asleep because you were exhausted from the workout the day
totally,
before?
Totally wiped out, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, typical enthusiastic, over-enthusiastic start to training with weights, but I was very lucky. My sister's boyfriend at the time, now my brother-in-law, Participated in two Olympic Games. I was in Zimbabwe at the time. It was Rhodesia when I was there. And he got me involved in competitive weightlifting when I was about a year later. And I watched a few competitions and I decided maybe I'll give it a try. He gave me the coaching and I carried on and trained. I trained at home on a normal training bar. I stuck to it, followed his instructions, and was soon pretty much winning everything in what was then Rhodesia as a junior weightlifter. I later went to England where I competed. I did fairly well. I competed at a county level as a junior at Buckinghamshire and Midlands, and then came to South Africa in 1980, beginning of 1980. Continued, I think I was about 19 then, continued with my lifting. Got two second places in our South African Senior Championship.
Now, let's be clear about that. These competitions were weightlifting. These were not bodybuilding, right?
Olympic-style weightlifting, yeah. Olympic-style weightlifting, that's right. That's where I started. That's where my real love is. And I think maybe I should say why I sent the photos, really. The photos were just kind of the end of this last year process where I... Well, let me maybe continue a little bit with my story. I stopped Olympic lifting at about age 20 when I damaged my knees in competition. And once you do that, it's very hard to recover from. So I then drifted into powerlifting, where I wasn't a very good powerlifter, actually, club level. I'm not a very strong guy naturally. And then gradually drifted into bodybuilding style training. So you can kind of say that I've got 20 odd years, 35 years of training, but I've got about 25 years of bodybuilding style training behind me. The last 5 years, and I've really been training, I've just simplified my training completely. And I really just do 5 days a week on the treadmill, an hour a shot, and 4 days of weight training in the gym. For about 2 hours each time, and I'm only, for the last 5 years, the only exercise I've ever really done are the squat, the bench press, the deadlift.
Those basic core movements, that's all you do. So in other words, the 4 days you go to the gym that to train with weights, you train for 2 hours, but you just do those three movements. So give me an example how you spend 2 hours at the gym doing those three movements.
Well, Carl, like you said, I'm not a young guy. So I spend at least half an hour warming up, doing joint mobility and getting my body ready. I also happen to train at about 3 o'clock in the morning in my garage gym. So I do need time to warm up when you wake up that early. And once I'm ready, I've been doing exactly the same program now for the last 5 years, is I alternate the Olympic style squat for 10 repetitions. And immediately go to, after that, to a bench press movement, also 10 repetitions. And I really work up to 6 or 7 sets like that. And that really can occupy up to an hour.
So you do, okay, so when you say an Olympic squat, you're talking about a front squat where you're holding the bar ready to press position, right?
No, what I've found, because obviously joint problems become an issue as you get older, is I do an Olympic-style squat, but I actually go right the way down, back squatting, and I actually pause and sit at the bottom of the squat. And I've just found that that's very very easy on my joints.
Right.
And one does it. As you get older, what I've found is it's not really about trying to push heavy weights. It's about doing the movements perfectly. That's my observation. So whereby I've often heard you talk about your shoulder injuries with the bench press and so on, and I felt like kind of jumping into the podcast and slapping you and say, Carl, you know, it's the way you do the exercise.
Do
very slow, controlled repetitions with a pause on the chest, and I can bench press 4 times a week with no shoulder problems at all.
Now, so it sounds like you're employing supersets and giant set type approaches. So you do this set of squats, and then you immediately go and do a set of bench presses. Is that correct?
That's right. But I'm taking time. I'm training with my better half, Kim. So she will do. After I finish, she will do her sets, and I'll wait for her. So, you know, it can be a fair rest between those. But it is squat and then straight to bench press. And, you know, if you look around the research, you'll see, and I didn't, you know, Carl, I don't do anything really scientifically. I've got no scientific training. I'm actually a chartered accountant. I'm an accountant by profession, so I'm kind of analytical. But you'll find that a lot of the research actually refers to that kind of methodology to actually stimulate testosterone. They actually do refer to research that involves the squat and the bench press used in that combination. And I didn't do it because of that. I just did it because I was so exhausted after my squats. The bench press was about all I could do. You know, I had to lie down after my squats, and the bench is the ideal exercise.
Yeah, no, I agree. And see, I like this type. I've been doing lots of supersets and giant sets lately and getting my training sessions over much faster. But I agree with you about the importance of sometimes doing a two or three compound movements one after the other. It almost sounds like peripheral heart training that was promoted many, many years ago. I can't think of the guy's name now. But I know Brooks Kubik has talked about it on the show as well. We have to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about, just for a moment, the fact that your wife trains with you as well. We're talking this hour with Liam Tweed, all the way from Johannesburg. His story is very interesting, and there's some interesting turns that it takes. So you want to listen. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting edge products at wholesale prices.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, so Liam, you train at 3 a.m. in the morning, right?
That's right, Carl. Yeah.
You train with your wife.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I wake up. Yeah, I have a routine now. I've gravitated towards training earlier and earlier. You'll be impressed to know that about the second thing I do in the morning is download Superhuman Radio. And that's what we listen to when we train.
Do you really?
we really do.
Oh, my God.
I wish I'd listened to you a bit carefully, more carefully, and it would have saved me a lot of trouble.
Well, we're going to talk about that, and I have some theories as well. But, okay, so so did your wife find her way into physical culture before she met you? Have you married a long time? I mean, I think it's wonderful that you guys train together.
Yeah, we've been together about 16 years now. Kim will know the exact time and dates of everything when we got together and every argument we've ever had. And we've been training together almost from day one. She was very into running when we first met. I think it's really important when you are getting involved with somebody that you've got to have that aspect in common. Otherwise, it's a disaster. In fact, Kim makes all my food for me every single day. So, and we're going to go into kind of why I need to follow a specific diet. But, from even preparing my supplementation and all of that sort of stuff. So it puts an enormous amount of effort into supporting me.
Now, you've got an impressive physique. And the truth of the matter is that you built your physique not with traditional bodybuilding movements, but more so traditional Olympic and powerlifting movements, right?
Yeah, that's right. Carl, I really enjoy going into the gym and doing 20 or 35 sets for lats or for chest and so on. I've done that in the past, but time takes over. You know, one's career, one's the energy that you have and the time that you have just gets so restricted. And that's why I've ended up training so early. And by the way, my dream has always been to have my own setup at home. And although I live in a flat here in Joburg, I actually have a double garage, which is fully equipped. I've put a lot of time and effort. We both put a lot of time and effort into developing that gym. I've got 10 Olympic bars in the gym and, a York Olympic set with rubbers and a power rack and so on and so forth. So I've got exactly what I need to achieve what I need in life. And, I've always often wondered how people can, continue to go and work and train in these commercial gyms when there is so much interference and difficulty in doing what you really need to do. So,
well, what else is important? Look at the fact that you can train 3 a.m. in the morning, okay? The reality is that, and I've said this before on the show for years and years, we all like to go out to a restaurant and eat a good meal, but you don't unplug your refrigerator and get rid of your stove. You still have to cook at home. You still have to be able to do it on your own, so to speak. It's that important. And training should be the same way. I mean, I have promoted the notion that people should have some form of home-based gym, whether it's kettlebells, a set of power blocks, a bench and a bar and some plates, because there are days where you go, I want to go to the gym and train today, but my day just got derailed. My boss just called me and said, blah, 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 and I can't go to the gym. If I'm going to train, I have to train before I take a shower. Let me go down to the basement or out to the garage and give myself a good 30-minute workover.
Absolutely. I mean, that's pretty much how I started accumulating and having trained so many years in commercial gyms and, overcrowding and, as I said, interference, people hovering around you whilst you're trying to get your business done. It just became so annoying. And obviously, marching to somebody else's beat, when are they open, they're closed on public holidays and so on and so forth. So my dream was always to have my own gym and that's what I achieved.
Yeah. Okay, so let's move a little bit further forward now. And I mean, you've got an amazing physique. You're super strong. In fact, you have a bump on the back of your neck from decades and decades of back squatting, right?
Yeah, that's I thought you'd find that amusing. Whenever I go and for a physical, the physicians always spend more time examining the bump on the back of my neck than anything else on my body, and it's always amused me. It's actually it's just a protective pad from the squatting. I do squat. I've been squatting for many, many years.
Well, I think you said in your email to me
37
years of squats, right?
It seems about that. Yeah, I've never stopped. What I say to myself is, Carl, why do that? I mean, and I say to myself, that game you play, what exercise would you do if you could only do one exercise. You know, I've heard you play that game.
Right.
And you always come up with, and we'll always come up with a heavy basic movement. So I just said to myself, I don't want to waste my time with anything that's not going to give me absolute maximum results. So I just want to cut it down to the absolute simplicity. And I, when I feel like it, I can go out and play in a commercial gym and do 35 sets of something. And that's just recreation. It's not training.
Right.
When we're training at that time in the morning, we hardly talk because at 3 o'clock in the morning and you're doing squats, benching, and deadlifting, there's not a lot to say. And if you are going to say something, it's probably going to be something pretty sad.
Right.
You just want to get the workout done, and you actually want to. And there's an element of competition between Kim and myself. So when she's having a down day, you know, or when she's pushing for her maximum. So we work at different levels, but we definitely there's a little bit of competition there, and that really does help.
Okay. So now let's fast forward for a second to another area of your life. I know that you you work in a corporate environment. And and obviously you have a great degree of musculature for any age, and especially for guys in their 50s who I have to wonder. I don't know a whole lot about South Africa. I don't know if it's fallen prey to the Western diets, the obesity, the slothfulness, and so on. But how about your colleagues? How do they react to you? Do you find you have upper hands in corporate meetings and stuff because you're in such great shape?
In the past, when I've been pretty heavy, it's a lot more obvious wearing your, you know, suit and tie. When you know, in the last year since I've been focusing on, you know, really getting my body into lean condition because for health reasons.
Right.
Less obvious. So, those pictures I showed you, which were taken on a whim, that's only the second time I've ever had any kind of physique photos taken. I don't mind taking it out and saying, somebody said to me the other day, oh, you get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and train, and why? And I just showed them the photo. I said, that's why. And that pretty much ended the conversation. So yeah, I do find it, but it's not something that you're going to pick up if you see me in street clothes. But generally, the difference between people who are keeping themselves in shape, very, very few guys now in their 50s that you'll see are making any kind of effort to keep themselves in shape. And, I mean, this is the dangerous years, Cole. The 50s and I think the early 60s are really, really dangerous for guys.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I have a friend who is a financial analyst and recently lost his job. And he is now competing. He started competing in bodybuilding. He's got a great physique. And Elisa said to me the other day, you know, he's going to have a hard time finding a job. I said, why? She said, because of the degree of muscle he carries. I says, isn't that sad that someone would be ostracized and painted with a paintbrush of being a zealot, extremist, or narcissist because of the extreme amount of muscle they carry, but yet someone could walk in and be obese, near obese, and they would not be ostracized. In fact, common culture dictates that we go the other way with those individuals and make sure that we don't do anything to imply that their physical form somehow is weighing against them, no pun intended. But yet it's somebody who clearly takes care of their body, the true meaning of, you know, caring for your temple, they would be ostracized and painted with the zealot paintbrush. You know what I'm saying?
I'm called... You know, in a corporate environment, when you're getting to our stage, when you pass 50, first of all, you've kind of made these comments, and I totally agree with you. Once you get to a certain age, nature doesn't really want you around. And I have that sense as well. Society has less use for you. So you really have to start fighting for every second on the planet,
right,
as far as I'm concerned. When you get, and I've seen that at work, and I think that after 50 and beyond, you have to fight every second of the way just to stay competitive. So you're competing with the younger guys, not just at every level. And it sometimes saddens me that we get to a stage in our lives where we have such experience and ability, we kind of know the answers to a lot of stuff. But we kind of been set aside in terms of, well, you're of no value because you're a certain age. And I think the physical side of things has helped me in that respect. And I've survived some pretty scary stuff in the financial industry, I can assure you. In fact, those photos were taken the day after I had a real big shock at work, where things sort of turned out okay. But I kind of walked down to the gym after this amazing sort of shock at work, and I just said, oh, to hell with it. I wonder, let's take a few physique shots. And that really kind of gave me a kick to see that there are other aspects of your life where you are definitely, you have control over, and you can be a success. So, yeah, it all works. It all works in your favor.
Okay. So now let's talk a little bit more about the training, and we actually have about a minute before we go into the next break. Now, recently, you found yourself with a somewhat of a health quagmire, didn't you?
In May last year, I was lying on my back in hospital for 2 days having insulin injected into my stomach, yeah.
Now, let's talk about this. Now, you've always eaten what you felt was properly, right?
Yep.
What was your diet like back before this incident?
Pretty much as a dietitian would give you if you had diabetes. So when the physician walked over to see me for the first consultation, I was sitting on the bed, and I heard him say, I think we've got a problem here because you look like you do everything right. And that was the start of quite a lot of scary.
Now
this
is an important discussion. Now we're going to actually take our commercial break right now, but this gets really important because there's a lot to be learned with what we're going to talk about here. There's a lot of people out there who believe that just because they exercise, they don't have to pay attention to certain edicts that we understand to be true. Amongst other things, the abuse of the body, and also specific nutritional approaches. And we're going to talk more about this when we come back. We're talking with Liam Tweed. He's gracious enough to join us today, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Quiet as good as I should have.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today. And do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach,
lead.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Okay, go on. Here we go.
Take two.
I go 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Clearly not the Beatles, but instead, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Liam Tweed, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. Later in the show, Molly Galbraith comes on to talk about the fast food approach to training and nutrition. Have you subscribed to one of these websites where somebody across the country is telling you how to eat and how to train? Does it work? It doesn't work for everyone, it seems like. We're going to talk about why later in the show. Okay, so Liam, when you say that you were eating a diet that could be prescribed by the average dietitian to a diabetic, was it high in cereal grains?
Unfortunately, it was, Carl. That really is the issue. Like I said before, if I'd been listening more closely to what I was hearing on Superhuman Radio and maybe applying it, I probably wouldn't have had any problems. So essentially, my diet would be everything a dietitian would prescribe, and that would include a bowl of oats in the morning, which was my standard breakfast, along with egg whites, and thereafter eating every couple of hours, which is exactly how you should be eating. My meals during the day were probably pretty much on track. I was even eating sweet potato as my carb source during the day, so I had a slow-release carbohydrate. Clean protein throughout the day, and then you know, in the evening I probably have rice, and that was also part of the problem. And I think maybe if we can get any message across to anybody out there that might face the same challenges, is you will get the signs. In particular, if you have the gene for diabetes, it's there. It's in a lot of us. I've got a typical syndrome X situation with the high blood pressure, cholesterol, which I've been controlling with niacin for 25 years, and now the diabetes, which kind of triggers between 45 and 50 as your testosterone levels start to drop. There's, according to what I've been told, then you start to trigger the gene, and you'll see the signs. You'll actually start eating a lot more refined sugars automatically. And you'll start, like I did, you know, eating a chocolate bar at night, because after all, I was exercising 2 hours a day. I did look okay. My doctor was telling me every 6 months in my blood test that I was absolutely fine. And
were they doing your fasted blood sugar at that point in time?
They were, absolutely.
And were you always in a good place?
Fine. Absolutely. And when I think about it now, if you go and have your blood test taken after you've trained for 3 hours with 1 hour of aerobics and 2 hours of weights, which is what I do typically on the weekend, and you now go into a fasted situation, you walk in, get your blood taken, you're going to be fine. But it's what's happening outside of that that is the problem. And that is why, if you're over 40, I would suggest and I would really recommend that guys, I'm not so sure about women, maybe they don't run the same risk, but as a standard procedure, if you're not measuring your own blood pressure and taking records of your blood pressure and also your blood sugar at regular intervals and get a feel for what your body is doing, you might be heading for trouble.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And here's the thing. Just because, and this is especially true as you age, you're right on the money about this. Just because you can train hard, just because your body looks a certain way, doesn't mean that there isn't things going awry within the body. We see athletes all the time who are in fantastic physical condition, dropping dead for different reasons. And the older guys like us, we have to watch the signs even closer. Because like you said a moment ago, Liam, it's not just our colleagues who are trying to get us, you know, as we age, you know, get us off the books, so to speak. Nature is trying to get us off the books as well. Nature wants us to clear out so that we can make room for our offspring. And most of us who have offspring already, the first nail is already in the coffin. So you really do have to watch these things much more closely. Now, what I will say, for those of you who are still under the presumption that you can continue to eat grains and be indifferent about them. Grains are genetic material. They have the genetic material for wheat, for instance, to continue on as a species. And nature is very intelligent. Nature has supplied that grain, that morsel of genetic material, with a variety of different protective mechanisms. Since grain doesn't have teeth like a tiger to protect itself or arms like a human to protect itself, nature endows those things with anti-nutrients that are designed to wipe off the face of the earth the animals that prey on the grain, that eat it. The same thing is true with soy. Nature did not make these things for humans to exploit. Everybody thinks that, oh, this is good. This is found in nature. This is good for us. This is found. No, nature didn't make these things for us to exploit. Nature put those anti-nutrients in there to protect the grain. Nature doesn't think humans are more important than grain. Humans think humans are more important than grain. So those of you who are eating seeds, the genetic materials of anything, you must understand that there are anti-nutrients in there that will trigger inflammation and that will trigger other disorders. And that is specifically put there by nature to keep you from eating it. I don't care what Bill Gates says, that to feed the world you have to grow more grain. That's nonsense. Okay? So, with that being said, so you're laying in a hospital bed, and they're telling you you need insulin, and you're thinking to yourself, my God, I'm the perfect specimen of what a human being at my age should look like. How could this be? You must have been perplexed.
I guess I felt a little bit stupid, especially seeing this, like I said, the first sign is you're going to start getting thickening of the waist. And there's no sense, if guys out there, you're over 50 and you are wearing a pant size that is maybe 2 inches or 1 inch more than you did when you're in your 30s, you need to start addressing that issue. Because that is where it all happens. I mean, that is the first sign, and that's the thing you've got to work on if you're going to keep out of a situation that I was in. I sat there, and I remember thinking, this sucks. Especially since, I mean, Carl, when you have these things, these events happen. I mean, I had to book myself into the hospital. I mean, I was a mess. When I went in there, my blood sugar was 35, and you really want to see your blood sugar between 4 and 6. And I presented with 35, and I had all of the breakdown that associated with that, including the changes in the vision and the eyesight, which took weeks to actually recover.
Any numbness or paresthesia in the hands and feet before you were admitted?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Any ringing of the ears? Did you start to develop tinnitus?
I don't think I had that particular symptom.
How about discoloration? How about discoloration of the toenails? That's one of the first signs, folks, that angiotensin is elevated as a result of the presence of insulin, and the small blood vessels in the extremities start becoming constricted. Did your toenails start to become discolored by any chance?
I didn't notice, Carl. I was really at the stage before I went. What you do notice, which is very debilitating, is just general fatigue.
Yeah.
And I think we ignore general fatigue really, and it's a sign of something wrong with the body when you just feel unwell, and that is a sign, and just not quite getting through my workouts and struggling to walk back up the stairs after my training, and those are the first signs. But could have simply been picked up if I was actually taking regular blood sugar readings. And the stupid thing was, I actually did own a blood sugar monitor.
A glucometer. I've told everybody in the audience that you should be checking your blood in the morning, but you should also be doing postprandial verifications of certain meals to see how high your blood sugar goes after a certain meal. It's a great opportunity to test what foods will keep you lean, and it's so easy, the prick of a finger and it's done. Liam, how long ago did you find yourself in the hospital?
I was in for 2 days, May last year.
Okay.
And when I came out, that's when I, and just as a matter of interest, when we talk about supplementation, 2 months prior to that, I decided to go on a big cost-cutting exercise on my exotic supplementation, because I've always taken mega doses of supplements, vitamins and minerals and so on. Then I mentioned the niacin. I was using alpha lipoic acid, and I said to myself, do I really need to spend all this money on these supplements, which clearly I don't know whether they're really doing me, you know, the kind of good that they're doing me. 2 months later, I was in hospital. So there was definitely a role being played by the supplements in terms of managing my blood sugar. As soon as I discontinued, really pursuing what I would call the exotic type supplements, I was in trouble.
Okay, so now let's fast forward to where you are right now before we go into the break. So you've been on a new mantra. You've changed the way you eat. Talk about how you feel now.
No, I've just had my latest blood test back, and the doctor says that if it wasn't that he knew I was diabetic, he wouldn't know. He wouldn't be able to tell from the blood test. But I would say sometimes you mentioned that diabetes too can be cured. It's not an easy path, and you need to obviously work with your medical practitioner to adjust. I started to come off the various types of medications. I'm still down to a very low dose of glucophage, which has its own problems. But unfortunately, I haven't been able to take that final step of coming fully off.
What you mean? You mean you can't? What about just taking 200 milligrams of R-alpha lipoic acid 15 minutes before every meal? You shouldn't need glucophage at all then.
I am experimenting, and as I said, one is watching one's blood sugar. But
yeah.
I do find it's without the medication, I still battle.
Okay, and you know what the reality of all this is, Liam. And you being a man who works with numbers, you probably can appreciate this. There's a lot more intelligence to the human body than a lot of people give it credit for. And it's almost like there's a logarithm running inside the body that it looks at every day to day, the things that the environment of the body, and it gently adjusts up day in and day out. And we even see this with the evidence of the A1C hemoglobin test that we can look at 3 months because of the bonded material to hemoglobin. The body, when I say you can cure diabetes, I'm not saying it happens overnight. What I am saying is a person who is diabetic, to steal a term from someone else who did my show many years ago, last year, that a person is diabetic, they're actually carbohydrate intolerant. So you have to, like a pendulum, go the other way. You have to avoid things that spike blood sugar dramatically for a year or two, and the logarithm in the body changes, and the response to food by the pancreas changes, and then you can be quote unquote cured, where you can eat some of those foods that violate the body, but you can never go back to eating those foods day in and day out. And the truth of the matter is, this notion that we are broken now because we can't eat those foods is nonsense. We should have never been consuming that amount of food. The American public and population, and I'm sure abroad, is living, walking evidence that the grain-based, cereal-based pyramid approach to diet is a problem. It doesn't work. It's not good. Fear of fats, it's a problem. It doesn't work. It's not good. And we see this. The population gets fatter and fatter and sicker as governments who stand to profit from the subsidization of these cereal grains, the three top cereal grains, corn, rice, and wheat in that order. are promoted as healthy because the governments need to get their money out of them that they subsidize for farming. So it's not like, oh, you know, you'll never be cured. You should have never been eating a lot of those foods to begin with, the truth is. Just because you were able to for a period of time doesn't mean that you were broken or are broken now. You follow me?
100%, and that's exactly the path I followed over the last year. And that's really the photos that I send you are the end result of virtually cutting carbohydrates from my diet. Starting with the grains and watching how my blood sugar responds to different foods, exactly as you say. I have records of everything I've eaten over the last year and how my blood sugar responded to those meals. And I've learned. Even cut fruit out of my diet, and I know that would be anti most people's recommendation, but I just saw what it did to my blood sugar.
I know, and I love these dietitians who say, oh, you can't cut one thing out of your diet. Don't be like that. Don't be a zealot. That's not what it's about. They're wrong. They're clearly wrong. Let me ask you a question before we go into the break. You talk about exotic supplementation. You wrote me about some of the supplements that you're using now, and you've commended a couple of the products that you've gotten from Age Force. Is that correct?
Absolutely. I've been, just after I came out of hospital, I really started to use some of the Age Force products, and yeah, I've been very impressed.
Which products are you using?
Currently, I'm using the Power Patch, Testo 100, the DHEA, the B12, and there's a specific reason for that, and recently started with the coenzyme Q10 and the Omega-3. And literally, those were cost-benefit decisions, the last ones, to say, these are supplements I know I need. And they're really Age Force is presenting them in a way that I know works.
Tell me about the DHEA pregnenolone patch. Did you notice anything right away when you started taking it? I get a lot of emails from guys saying that as soon as they start taking it, they notice certain things.
I'm basically replacing the oral supplementation because the doctor has been obviously encouraging me to use DHEA, which I've been doing for quite a few years. But I can tell you that the blood tests I just got back, my DHEA levels are now 23.5, and the range for my age group, the top range is 8.39. So I'm actually above the levels of a 20 to 29 year old. So the patch is definitely
Definitely delivering. All right, let's do this. Let's take.
And my doc.
Good. I'm sorry.
The doctor said, "Wow, wait until you see your DHEA levels." And I said, "Yeah."
And you know what else? The other beautiful thing about Age Force is because they're patches, they can ship them in very inconspicuous envelopes that generally don't cause anyone to pay any attention to their arrival outside of the United States. Hint, hint to those of you listening to the show from abroad. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we will finish up the interview with Liam Tweed. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw: the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off
too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the Age 4 Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit ageforce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Jumping higher, lifting more, it's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Liam Tweed, all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa. And this is a very, very important discussion because Liam is a lifelong devotee of physical culture, but that doesn't mean that you can eat foods that are counter to our human qualities. And this is a perfect example. And especially as you age, the margin for error becomes narrower and narrower. So, Liam, you're back on track now. You're eating differently. You said that you didn't pay attention to a lot of the stuff that was talked about here on Superhuman Radio. Are you eating now a more Paleolithic style, more ancestral diet?
Yeah, it's in fact, you know, I've even introduced red meat now. I mentioned I had a cholesterol problem, and I've been controlling it with niacin for 25 years now. And I've always stayed very, very far away from red meat. It just wasn't. And by the way, egg yolks were absolutely out in most of my adult life. So the last 6 months or so, I've actually reintroduced twice a week eating meat and egg yolks every morning. And surprisingly, my cholesterol levels have just come back at the lowest ever. And I was going to say, I wonder if that's not the omega 3 patch also making a contribution. But nevertheless, it's been a huge drop.
It's everything. It may be the omega 3 patch as well from Age Force. It's everything. But more importantly, one of the most profound things is once you cut cereal, grains, starchy carbs back in your diet, your cholesterol goes down. Doctors have it exactly the opposite. Cholesterol does not elevate from fat. It elevates from carbohydrate consumption. Listen, we have, hold on a second. Steve Lapidus, are you there?
I'm here, Carl.
Steve just called in. He was listening to the show and he heard you talking about the Age Force patch. You know Liam's story, Steve. You are the one who turned me on to him. It's a pretty amazing story. Did you know that he was using all of these different patches right now?
Yeah, well, you know, I get reports on, you know, multiple customers and, started corresponding with Liam, maybe a year ago when I saw that he was, embracing, the use of, several different patches. So Liam and I are, old friends via email, and it's the first time we got a chance to really talk to each other.
That's great to talk to you, Steve.
Okay, so now
probably Paul.
Good.
Sorry, I was going to say I don't know if I'll get a chance to say this, but really I've been so impressed with working with Steve. The comments you often make on the show about Age Force being an ethical company, really focusing on customer service, and that's exactly the case.
You know what else, too, Steve? When Liam talked about the fact that his DHEA test came back higher than before, and before he had been taking oral DHEA, it clearly shows that the DHEA is working. I think there's a lot of speculation out there by people that, A, what is in the patches, or that it's said that's in the patches, is there, and B, what is in the patches is actually getting into the skin and into the body. Don't you think that's part of the perhaps the concern by people to try a patch product?
Well, there's no question about it, and another issue that we're constantly up against is that, you know, Age Force is not a brand name that's recognized, nor will it ever be. You know, we're not going to be a Bayer aspirin, if you will. So, you know, there's a certain amount of skepticism, and it's healthy skepticism. We understand that. We have, like Liam, we have thousands and thousands of emails and phone calls from customers that do take baseline blood tests and come back and tell us, you know, how, you know, various patches have elevated their values when they take ongoing blood tests. And of course, we do our own clinical trials. But, you know, it's good for people to be skeptical. We know we're a reputable company with real science behind our products. And certainly there's the jury has long time come in with a verdict on transdermal patch technology and its ability to deliver formulas directly to the bloodstream. So
now we're
comfortable where we are.
Good, I'm sorry, Liam. Good.
Carl, I know we're running out of time, and there's something just so important I want to actually say in terms of my experience with Age Force and why I'm such a big customer of theirs, and I am a subscriber to their monthly delivery products, and I think it's a great service. But on the Power Patch, I've seen so much debate on the forums about, well, does this really deliver what it delivers? And I just want to make this really, really clear. I started taking the Power Patch just after I came out of hospital, and I decided I didn't really expect much. I just couldn't really believe that it could deliver what it did. I didn't know too much about Age Force, but I gave it a shot. I then completely forgot about it, carried on using it, and I went and I did my normal blood test. And when I walked in to get my doctor's results and discuss it with him, he said, "What the hell are you doing? Your growth hormone is through the roof." Okay, so the normal range for GH, I think the South African range, probably different ranges. So it's 87 to 238. So the top end is 238 for IGF-1. And my first test is 402. And I went, okay.
This is a guy who doesn't eat red meat, by the way. So, you know.
Okay, so I just want to make that real clear. Now, I didn't really keep track of, I suspect that was probably the day after I used the patch. My second set of results, which I tested IGF-1, which I got back on Saturday, and I deliberately, the day the blood test was taken was the day I was going to use my next patch because it's a six-day protocol. So this was right at the end of the cycle, and my growth IGF-1 was still at 280, bearing in mind the high, the level was 238. So my IGF-1 is consistently in the high range whilst using the patch.
Excellent. And so there you go. And again, for those people out there who are concerned that the patch doesn't have what it says or doesn't deliver it, this is evidence that it is, because here's a guy that's getting blood work done. We only have a few minutes. Steve is on the air because he's got an announcement to make. Is that not right, Steve?
That is correct, Carl, and thanks for the opportunity. As is our historical practice, we have a new patch coming next week. Liam, I hope you'll be interested in this one. We've been working on it for 2.5 years, close to 3 years now, and we're going to give the Superhuman Radio audience an exclusive buy-in opportunity before we introduce the patch, a pre-introduction, if you will. It's an amino acid patch, essential amino acid patch with 9 amino acids in very, very specific ratios. We're really excited about this patch because the health, fitness, and wellness benefits of amino acids are extraordinary, and this patch is going to deliver terrific, terrific benefit to uses. Just real quick, Carl, in the last few years, there's been an explosion of injectable amino acids.
Yeah, amongst the anti-aging community especially, and well, athletes.
People that know their stuff realize that when you take amino acids orally, a very, very small percentage of the nutrient value winds up in your bloodstream. The digestive acids in your stomach just do a number on amino acids. They break them down, degrade them, and the net dosage into your bloodstream is very, very small. That's why people have been injecting amino acids, because they're getting the full dosage value. Well, with the transdermal patch, the amino acid complex, the 9 amino acids directly into your bloodstream. We're excited about this patch. We're pricing it very aggressively, and with the 2-for-1 special for your audience, people will be able to enjoy this patch at a very, very reasonable cost.
I'm rushing here because we're going over. The banner ads will be up on the Superhuman Radio website Thursday evening, and I want to tell you something real quick, and I'm going to leave it at this. When I had my first peptide company advertised on this show 3 years ago, it was purepeptides.com. They were put out of business by the FDA. The guy who owned the company, Chad, introduced injectable essential amino acid peptides. It was $325 for a 25 milligram vial. I thought he was insane. I said, Chad, are you kidding me? Who's going to buy this? All the pro bodybuilders, he said, were buying it. They were injecting anywhere from 5 to 10 milligrams directly subcutaneously, like insulin, of essential amino acids, and he was telling me that everybody that was using it was buying more and more because they were seeing results. I thought he was crazy. This essential amino acid patch from AgeForce plus tyrosine for energy and thyroid function is going to be a winner in my prediction. And we'll see if I'm right or wrong about that. Guys, I'm sorry to do this to you. Liam, I hope you'll stay in touch with me by email. There's some things I want to share with you also about our own personal journeys, some things we talked about off the air. Good luck to you. Congratulations. And thank you so much for your dedication to listening to the show. And what's your wife's first name?
Kim.
Kim. Thank you, Kim. Thank you for putting up with us as well. So there you go. Okay. And of course, Steve, we'll have you on the show as soon as the patch is ready to be released. Okay.
Sometime early in the week, Carl.
Okay.
Look forward to it.
All right, guys.
Liam, you take care, Liam.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
See you
soon. Okay. Take care,
bye-bye.
Liam. Thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thanks,
all right.
Paul. Keep up the good work.
I'll try, Liam. Talk to you soon. All right. So when we come back, we're going to have Molly Galbraith on the air, and we're going to talk about the fast food approach to personal training that's occurring out there these days. It's a good thing. It's a bad thing. It's a little bit of both. We're going to find out. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready?
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors: cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's SUPER today. Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post-cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
It started. Welcome back. Okay. One of the ways that personal trainers try to maximize profits is getting away from true one-on-one training. Because let's face it, if you have to interact with your client, you have one person face-to-face every half hour, every hour, whatever, it limits the number of people you can train. So actually, personal trainers kind of hit a point where in order for them to maximize their income, they either have to raise their hourly rate or find a way to have more clients. And one of the ways to do that is the inception of the internet. My guest today is the spokesperson for Girls Gone Strong. She's been on the show before. She's a fan favorite, Molly Galbraith. How you doing, Molly?
I'm doing great. How are you, Carl?
Great. And so you're aware of this. I mean, let's face it. A personal trainer gets into the business. Maybe they even have some modicum of celebrity. They compete. They make a name for themselves. And immediately they think, you know, instead of me training one client every hour, why don't I have 300 or 400 or 500 clients over the United States? Because I can make this more of a cookie cutter approach, kind of like the fast food approach to personal training. It's all over the country today, isn't it?
Absolutely. There are tons of trainers, you know, and it makes sense. I mean, the one-on-one approach to personal training where you're charging $50, $60, $70 an hour is, like you were saying, one of the worst ways to maximize your income. We battled this personally at our gym by doing the classes where we can train 15, 20, 25 people at a time, but they also know that the results that they get or the amount of customization that's going to happen with their program isn't going to be even close to what it is if it's one-on-one. But yeah, there are trainers all over the country, all over the world who are accepting hundreds of online clients, giving out cookie cutter programs. And like we discussed when we were talking about doing the show, it'll work for, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60% of their clients, but it's not going to work for everybody. And those that it doesn't work for, it ends up being really discouraging and a bad experience.
Well, and let me tell you why. First of all, women tend to be the ones that fall prey to distance training more so than men. And maybe it falls into that same genetic difference where guys hate to ask for directions. Women want information. They look for information, right? So a woman will say, I need help with my nutrition. And they may not go to their local gym and ask for help. They may see a somebody that they read maybe about an Oxygen magazine, and they'll go to that person's website and they'll go, oh, look, this person, he or she, does distance training, and it's really cheap. It's only like $300 for, you know, 12 weeks, and let me sign up for this. Here's the problem with it. As Molly points out, it may work for a core group of people, but the people that it doesn't work for, the personal trainer is not going to say, you know what, it's not working for you because I am not willing to put the time in to focus on your unique issues. And so this is not going to work. Instead, they tell the person things like, well, you just don't have the genetics for this, or, you know, I don't understand what your problem. And they literally just want them to go away because they can't, they don't want to put any extra effort in. Am I off base on this, Molly?
No, I think you're exactly right. I've gotten some emails from clients like this. Some of the other ladies in Girls Gone Strong have gotten emails from clients like this where they say, you know, they sent me this diet and it worked for a little while and then it stopped working, and I emailed them and I asked them, and, you know, they either didn't get back to me or they cut and pasted a response back to me. And yeah, the trainer just kind of wants to get rid of those people and toss them by the wayside. And, to me, that's just despicable, because the person's paid you for your time, paid you for your expertise, and you're making them feel like it's their fault. You know, well, there's something wrong with you, or you must not be following the diet. That's another really bad one. Assuming that the client isn't following through on what they say that they're doing. So you're basically calling them a liar. You're telling them that they're not doing it, that there's something wrong with them, et cetera, et cetera. Or sometimes, which this might even be worse, they just continue to drop the calories and drop the calories and drop the calories of the nutrition program, assuming that at some point, you know, being in that large of a calorie deficit has to work, and the person ends up with a totally destroyed metabolism.
Yes, and you know, and this is really an important distinction too. The idea that what Molly pointed out a second ago, this whole cut and paste approach. I happen to know of a celebrity personal trainer who has two people working for them. I'm not going to say if it's a guy or a girl, and these two people have been instructed, when someone asks you this question, you cut and paste this paragraph into an email. And so I know, this is a couple of years ago, I know someone who was using this person for contest prep. And they asked a question, right? And they got back a response, which was a paragraph. So they asked a follow-up question to the first question, and they got cut and pasted the same paragraph back again.
Oh, wow.
And that's insulting. It's like, okay, now it's clear that, you know, we don't even like to deal with those darn automated phone answerings, you know.
Right.
If you know, for a customer service, press 1. For this, like, no, I want a person. And you should demand a person. You deserve a person when it comes to personal training, hence the word personal.
Right. Well, and it's especially bad with contest prep, because contest prep diets tend to be even more expensive. I mean, you were talking about $300 for 12 weeks. A lot of the contest prep programs are $1,200, $1,600, $1,800 for 12 weeks, because you're assuming that you're going to get a customized program, and getting ready for a contest doesn't just take a lot of money. It takes a whole lot of time, a whole lot of dedication, a whole lot of effort. And you really put yourself out there. And if you're going to pay someone to help you do that, I mean, getting ready for a competition, I've done a few figure competitions myself, is a really emotional experience. And so for you to trust someone and spend a lot of money on a program from someone, you're expecting to get, you know, a personalized program where you have access to them on a regular basis. They can help you. You know, contest prep is really specific. Helping someone who's 35% body fat, you know, get down to 25% body fat isn't nearly as difficult as helping someone, you know, who's at 12 or 15 get down to 5. And so it requires a lot more customization, a lot more troubleshooting. You know, that last little bit of fat is significantly harder to get off. And so, you know, those contest prep diets, to me, you're really just robbing that person of, you know, the experience of a positive experience of getting ready for a competition.
Well, and this is another thing. When we talk about women, we know that women have special needs when it comes to diet. Women genetically predisposed to maintain, to hold on to with every last morsel of strength, their body fat below the waist. So women always have trouble with body fat below the waist. And what happens with these distance training services, that these fast food approaches is, unless you are, extremely genetically gifted and or you are already so close to begin with, women have trouble getting rid of that lower body fat, and every one of them needs special attention. They need personal attention, personal training. They need to, some women hold their body fat in their hips. Some women hold it in their thighs. Some women hold it below the knee in their lower legs down to their ankles. These are all different things. They need different approaches. Don't you agree with that?
Absolutely. It kind of reminds me of Poliquin's biosignature modulation, where they take calipers and measure body fat, and based on the areas that you're holding body fat, you have different hormonal issues going on.
Right.
Yeah, and so it's exactly like you said, a cookie cutter approach isn't going to work for someone who's holding the majority of their fat below their knees, in the calf area, or, is holding it right around their belly button, or, on the back of their arms, or, kind of the saddlebag area. Those all have different hormonal implications, and the person needs, a diet customized for them. And if the coach isn't available to do that, then they need to say so. I had a woman who was wanting to get ready for a trip to Barbados. And, I explained to her, okay, I don't know your body yet. I don't know how you react to things yet. I think, that this is going to work. I think that what this approach that we're taking is going to work, but we're going to have to adjust it along the way, and I need you to bear with me while I learn your body. And, she was getting great results some of the weeks, and then other weeks she was stalling a little bit, and she was kind of stressing out because her trip to Barbados was coming up. And I said, look, if you're looking for someone to crash diet you for your trip to Barbados, you need to hire someone else, because I'm not going to do that to you. We can get you, she was traveling for work and wasn't always able to stick to the diet, et cetera, et cetera. And I said, this weekend we can keep working together, and I can get you in as good of shape as physically possible while maintaining your health before your trip. But if you're looking for someone who's gonna crash diet you and make you look good for 1 week, that's not me. So you need to ask someone else.
Yeah.
So, the client needs to be really clear about what they're looking for, and the coach needs to be really clear about what they can provide.
Well, and I want to talk about, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about what the coaches need to do. Towards the end of the show, Molly's going to give you a list of the things, the questions that you should be asking if you are engaging in a distance training, personal training relationship, because they can work. They can work, but the onus is on you, the customer, to make sure, A, you found the right person, and B, that you're telling them what you want them to do. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre-, intra-, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite,
hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formax changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formax. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formax banner ad today. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. I miss Ludacris, by the way. He's not making any more new music. I don't know what's going on. Ever since he became an actor, he's like he's too good for rap now or something. I don't know. I thought he did it for hip hop. Didn't he do that song? I did it for hip hop or something. Anyway, maybe I'm
wrong. Not sure.
I'm a huge hip hop lover. I grew up in an area of Brooklyn where hip hop actually found its genesis, Bedford Stuyvesant, Brooklyn. So we used to call it house music when I was a kid. People would rap over songs that they would, you know, they'd play records and then they would rap over it. I'm a big follower. Anyway, okay, so with that being said, a word to personal trainers. Okay, there's personal trainers out there who are embarking on their journey, and in the back of their head, they're thinking, I'm going to get a website eventually and I'm going to start doing this on the internet. What would you say to them to try to plant the seed in their head on how they should really handle these types of situations when they come across a client that, A, they're not willing to put the time in to help?
Well, I mean, they need to be really honest about what they're willing to offer. And, you know, there are ways to make money on the internet as a trainer and keep your integrity intact. You know, you start your website, you try to put out really, really high quality information, write articles for websites, build up your following, you know, give away a ton for free. And the more you give away for free, the more good information you give away for free, the more your followers or your, you know, fans or supporters or whatever are going to trust you and follow what you say. And at that point, you know, you can start building an email list and continue to put out good information and then promote, you know, your own products, which again are high quality and contain a lot of good information, and you can make money off of those, or you can, you know, support other products. I mean, just like you do with your show, you know, you make money off supporting products that you like. You would never endorse a product that you didn't agree with. The same thing, you know, Jim and I do with our gym. We endorse U.S. Wellness Meats. It's a fantastic company that'll ship meat right to your door. So there are plenty of ways in the personal training industry to make money and keep your integrity intact. And I am just afraid that a lot of trainers think that they have to sell their souls to the devil in order to make a good income online. But yeah, the trainers need to be really honest with what they're willing to offer and how much time and attention that they're willing to give each client. And I guess we'll talk about that a little bit more at the end of the show when we let the you know, clients, potential clients know exactly what they need to ask their trainers. But
Well, let me tell you what I think, okay? And I've been to the rodeo a few times. I've actually been involved in four different successful startups. I've worked for corporate companies. And one of the things that you always do in business, if you have a client relationship and the client feels that their expectations have not been met, you never blame the client. You always say, this is my fault. Let me see what I can do to fix it. I learned that in business at such a young age that I even do that here. Not too long ago, I interviewed a guest and I received so many emails from people who said that they respected the guest, but they either thought that the guest was boring or behind the times. And it was almost a knee-jerk reaction for me to think, I wonder what I did wrong in that interview. I didn't turn around and go, yeah, you're right, that guest sucked. It was like pulling teeth doing that interview. And I actually emailed some people back and said, I'm sorry, I don't think I was on my game that day. I may not have done a good job in interviewing them and bringing their best side out. And every single time I sent that out, they emailed me back and said, no, Carl, I don't think it was you. I think it was the guest. But it was just second nature to me to go, I was involved in this relationship. Something went wrong. What was my part in it?
Right. I'm going to take responsibility for what I could have possibly done.
And I would say to those of you out there who are embarking on the distance personal training business, that if you come up to a client and you say, you know what, you just don't have the genetics for this, you should not be working with people. That would be like you having a child who goes to school and has trouble with math and the teacher going to your child, you will never be a business person. You might as well become a garbage man now. Go home and tell your parents I suggested that. You go and slug that teacher. Don't do that to your clients. Because I'll tell you something, that person that you said doesn't have the genetics will go on and be successful at what they want. Chances are your stupid statement will fuel them and they will hold you up like a poster child saying, do you know that this person said I'd never be here today? I'd never be president. I'd never do this. I'd never compete. That's how you will be remembered.
It's funny because that's actually, if you know Matt Krocheleski, everybody calls him Croc.
Yeah.
He, you know, world record holder holding, you know, powerlifter, bodybuilder, looking to get his pro card. He's an absolute monster and a total sweetheart of a guy, but one of the most motivating and motivated and inspirational people I've ever met. And he talks about, you know, however tall he is now, and about 120 pounds, or maybe 5'10", 5'8", 5'10", 120 pounds when he was younger, and people would pick on him all the time and tell him, oh, you have the worst genetics in the world, you're never going to make anything of yourself. And if you've seen him lately, he is an absolute monster. And the funny thing is, now that he's super, super successful and everybody looks up to him, they're like, oh, you've got good genetics. You know, you must not have worked that hard. You've got good. So when he was a scrawny little thing, everyone told him he had crap genetics and he was never going to make anything of himself. And he used that, like you said, as fuel for his fire. And now that he's an absolute beast, nobody wants to give him any credit. And they just want to say, oh, you've got good genetics, man. Must be nice.
Yeah, and you know what? But it's even worse when a personal trainer says that. To go to a personal trainer, and really what it comes down to is the personal trainer doesn't have the skills or the desire to gain the skills to help this person who doesn't fit into their cookie-cutter approach. And that personal trainer is losing an opportunity to be a better personal trainer. To help that person get up. You know, there's an old saying, I've been repeating it for 30 years, you cannot help someone up a hill without getting there yourself. So to personal trainers who don't want to waste the time because it's not worth the $300 or $400 to step out and do something extra outside of your normal day of checking emails and cutting and pasting to help somebody who needs special help, you just missed an opportunity to be a better personal trainer. I want to bring one other point up, and I know you've heard of this or you've seen it. There's services out there that any personal trainer can have an online personal training business. There's an exact website. You sign up for their service. They make it your color. They put your pictures on it, but you use all of their drop downs, their menus, their exercise routines and so on. And you can go into the distance personal training business tomorrow morning. Do you know what I'm talking about, Molly?
Yeah, I believe I've seen what you're talking about. And, it's just, I mean, I just can't even believe that people would do that and put their
speechless.
Name on it personally.
You're speechless, right?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. The fact that people would be willing to put their name on something that they, you know, not even that they didn't create, but that they don't understand, don't know anything about, didn't have any input. You know, I guess for me personally, I'm pretty picky about what I'm willing to put my name on, what I'm willing to endorse, and the fact that other trainers out there aren't picky like that. But, you know, I really do think that 9 times out of 10, you find out who those trainers are. And maybe it's just others in the industry who find out who they are, which is unfortunate for the masses who, you know, these people might not be discovered soon enough. They might get duped by them, or try to get a program from them, or try to get a, you know, a distance, try to hire them as a distance coach. But, you know, I think eventually, their true colors show and people know that they're not the real deal.
Yeah. And for the few people that they do help, it's a wonderful thing, and that's great. But I think that it's shameful when they discourage people because they don't have the talents or the skills to bring that person to where that person wants to be. Clearly, the person has the desire. They wouldn't ask.
Right. And you know, it literally is they're stealing money from them. You know, yeah. They're stealing money, and they're discouraging them. And kind of like what we were talking about earlier, my friends and I have gotten some emails from women who are getting these cookie-cutter programs from a very well-known nutrition coach. And these women, he has these women eating 5 grams of fat a day. And I believe their calories are somewhere around 800 or 900. And, you know, like you said, the genetic elite will be able to survive that. You know, the cream will rise to the top. But for the rest of the women, they end up with horrible metabolic damage, you know, some kind of verbal or emotional abuse from the coach where they're saying, well, you can't be following this or it would be working or there's something wrong with you. You know, and women are already so sensitive about how they feel about their bodies, how their bodies look. If they have had a hard time losing body fat in the past, they already think there's something wrong with them. So then to have a well-respected nutrition coach just reinforce that idea, there's something wrong with you. You know, there's a reason you can't do it, and it's your fault, not my fault, is just absolutely despicable.
Well, what about the fact that there's a bumper crop of women in their 40-plus and 50s-plus who are wanting to do something that they did not do when they were younger, and with the advent of the new bikini segment, now have an opportunity to step up on stage with women of their own age and look really great. You have women that have, now they don't just have special needs from a clearly genetic standpoint, they have special needs because of where they are in the journey of life. Many of them could be post-menopause, which plays a whole nother game with their ability to shed body fat. Not saying that they can't. They
right.
can. But it takes a personal trainer who is sensitive to that, doesn't it?
Who's sensitive to it, who understands it, and who, if they don't understand it, is willing to refer out.
Bingo.
You know, I think that's really important. You know, with our clients, we use our class as a platform to speak to our clients about nutrition and sleep and stress management and all these other issues. And, you know, if we've been working with someone for a while and we know they've been following a sound nutrition program and they're not getting the results that they want, you know, we refer them out to some kind of integrative medicine doctor or someone who can run hormone tests on them, who can, you know, figure out what's going on with their thyroid, who can, you know, look at their cortisol levels. You know, we don't promise to know everything. We don't claim to be able to help anyone get anywhere, anytime. There are people who are more knowledgeable about the human body than we are and can run the tests that we don't have the capability to run and figure out what's actually going on inside and why the person might not be getting the results that they want. So I think being willing to say, you know what, you've kind of tapped out my level of knowledge, but there's somebody else that I know that can help you, and I'm going to put you in contact with them so that you can get where you want to be. You can feel good. You can look good. You know, no matter your age, no matter what's going on with your body, this person should hopefully be able to help.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick up the discussion. We're talking with Molly Galbraith. She is the spokesperson and one of the founders of Girls Gone Strong. It's a fantastic organization that promotes the importance of strength to women of all ages. I've said this a dozen times. I know you're getting tired of it, but women typically outlive men, and women end up in institutions not because of anything else, but their loss of the ability to be ambulatory. Get out of your own chair, take yourself shopping. Strength is more important today for women than it's ever been before. It's not a guy thing, gals. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I do need to avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com.
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Want hardcore legal gear? Check out MrSupps.com. MrSupps.com carries only the best pro hormones, raw powders, and post cycle products around. MrSupps.com can deliver the goods, and no one beats MrSupps.com on hardcore, barely legal pro hormones, because MrSupps.com is the source. You get wholesale prices by cutting out the middleman. Don't waste your hard-earned money. Go to MrSupps.com today and compare for yourself. You won't be disappointed. MrSupps.com. That's MrSupps.com. Cutting-edge products at wholesale prices.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies, and no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan-2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. We're talking this hour with Molly Galbraith. Molly, what? Plug one of your websites. What do you want to plug? Is the website up yet?
Well, the Girls Gone Strong website is almost up, but actually on my personal website, mollygalbraith.com, if you go to the blog section, I just now got my free report put together. It's 12 basic exercises you're screwing up, and it's, you know, all of our favorite exercises, the deadlift, the bench press, military press, all kinds of great exercises. I got contributions from 12 amazing coaches. They're the ones who wrote about the exercises people are screwing up. So you can go to my website, mollygalbraith.com, go to the blog section. If you subscribe to my newsletter, you'll get the free report as a thank you gift for subscribing. Your email is safe with me. I will never spam you. I'll send out good quality information maybe once or twice a week, new blog posts. You'll have exclusive access to content that I'm not putting anywhere else. Special offers and promotions on products that I have coming out soon, on other products I believe in. Like I was talking about earlier, I would never put my name on a product that I didn't fully believe in. My integrity is super important to me, and I hopefully my, you know, friends and followers and whatnot can see that. So, yeah, mollygalbreath.com.
And Galbreath, just for the record, for those of you who don't know, you know, Molly is easy, M-O-L-L-Y, but a G-A-L-B-R-A-I-T-H.
Yes, .com. It is. Yep, and I don't know if it's from, because we're from Kentucky or what. Everybody else says Galbraith, but yeah, we say Galbreath. So.
Well, that's why I wanted to point that out, because I'm a northerner.
Right, so yeah, as if we couldn't tell.
We get that one wrong from time to time. All right, so let's talk a little bit about what people should be looking for or doing. Let's face it, not all distance training and nutrition opportunities are inherently bad, but you have to figure that out. How do people figure it out?
Well, I think there are several important questions. Number one, I think it's important to figure out what the coach's specialty is. I wouldn't expect a 255-pound, bodybuilder who wants to get his pro card to come to me for dialing in his nutrition for his peak week for his bodybuilding competition. That's not going to be my specialty. Where somebody else who that is their specialty, they might not work as well with a woman who needs more emotional support when it comes to just not eating McDonald's every day. I think it's important to figure out what that coach's specialty is and ask them. You can say, what kind of clients do you typically work with? What kind of clients do you typically get the best results for? You and I discussed the other day that a huge question to ask is, how many online clients do you have right now? And you were saying that, a lot of times the coach will try to impress them and say, well, I have 300. Well, you don't want to work with someone who has 300 online clients. Right. You want to work with someone who has 20, 30 maybe, and if it's all they do, my good friend John Meadows, also known as Mountain Dog, he has 125, and he does an absolutely incredible job customizing all of their programs, all of their plans. He said he can repeat verbatim every email contact he's ever had with his clients. So you want to know how many clients they have. That's huge. How much personal attention are you going to be getting? I think that's really important. I also think you should figure out or ask the coach, what does my money buy me? Does it buy me a one-time program? Does it buy me a program that you tweak every week? Does it buy me, a program every 4 weeks that you're going to tweak regardless of how I'm progressing? Do I get access to you? Do I get access to you via phone, via email? Do we get to talk once a week? Can I email you every day? All these questions are really, really important for figuring out if this coach is someone that's going to be able to meet your needs or not.
You know what? Maybe it is because I'm from New York, and I don't like to waste a lot of time. One of the things that I would say that you should ask, along with how many online clients do you have, should be, do you use a cookie cutter approach? And if they say, well, what do you mean by that? I would say, if I ask you a question, do you type out the answer? Do you have a list of answers that you simply cut and paste as the standard answer for this question? Because while it may be the standard answer for a question, it may not be the right answer for you. So I would ask them point blank, do you take a cookie cutter approach in order to minimize the amount of time and maximize profits? Ask them point blank, because then if they lie to you, you can go back to them and say, I want my money back. I asked you this question when we first got started, and you said you didn't, but you do.
Yeah, I never even thought about actually coming out and just asking them, because I figured they probably wouldn't be honest if they
But that's
did,
even
but
better.
Right.
If they're not honest with you, that's your back door out. Then when they do start cutting corners with you, you go, remember when we first talked? I'm looking at my notes on January 13th. I asked you, do you take a cookie cutter approach? Are you going to actually be sending me, answers to my questions? You're going to cut and paste them from a list of answers that you have. And you said, no, absolutely. I'm going to give you personalized attention. Well, you're not doing it. And I want my money back. See, this is the problem here. To add injury to insult, it's one thing for a coach to say to you, you know what, you just don't have the genetics. That's why it's not working. And then, by the way, there are no refunds. So not only are you getting the kick in the teeth, but you're losing your money. At least you could say, look, I could take the kick in the teeth. Give me my money back. I'll find somebody who can help me. No, there's no refunds. So you have to let them know up front that if they are not honest with you and they don't deliver what they promise, that you'll be asking for your money back.
And let them know ahead of time. And they might choose to not accept you as a client, which you'd know right off the bat.
And that's what you want, isn't it?
Right.
If you tell somebody, look, You're telling me you don't offer a cookie cutter approach. You just said this. You just said now. I noticed it says on your website that you don't give refunds, but I would like you to do something special for me. If any of these things that you just said you don't do that you start doing, I want my money back. And they'll say, you know what? I'd just rather not have you as a client. And you say to them, thank you so much for saving my time. Let me find some. Because if you say to me, Carl, if I advertise with you, will I be in every show you do for the month? And I say, yeah, and I leave you out of a half a dozen of them, I owe you money.
Right.
And I'll give it to you. I'll say, you know what? I can't believe that happened. Here's your money back.
Right, I couldn't deliver on what I said
yeah.
I could deliver on.
And if up front you say to me, Carl, you promised to put me in every show that you do this month, or I want my money back, and I say, you know what, just go elsewhere. What I'm saying to you is I had no intentions of honoring what I promised, and since it's going to require me to give you money back, I don't want you. And that you don't
right.
want that relationship at all.
Nope. And you're saving not only your time, but your money. And, you know, kind of the emotional roller coaster that possibly working with that coach would have put you on.
Yeah, absolutely. It's important. And again, women are the ones who fall prey to this most often. And with the bumper crop of women 40 plus who are getting into competitions and stuff like that, there are more and more of these coaches who don't have a clue on how to help you. But they're not going to tell you that up front unless you ask the right questions.
Well, I actually had a couple more questions I think
Please.
They should ask and then have a great anecdote. But yeah, I think another important question is how often can we talk? I kind of touched on that a little bit earlier. You know, are we going to talk once a week? Can I email you whenever I have a question? You know, just kind of figure out how much interaction you're going to be able to have with your coach. How quickly will you get back to me? That one's important to know. For some clients, you know, it might be fine if the coach or the trainer waits a couple days to get back to them. For other clients, you know, for example, someone in a contest prep who has an emergency situation, they might need the coach to get back to them within an hour or two. So I think it's important to have those expectations set ahead of time. And then probably one of the most important ones, in my opinion, is what kind of, you know, information are you going to get from me before you write my program? You know, I personally send out a 3-page questionnaire to potential new clients asking all kinds of questions from, you know, what's worked for you in the past, what hasn't worked for you, you know, how much do you weigh, what are your goals, you know, what's your digestion like, you know, do you have regular bowel movements, do you have any allergies, is there any food that you have to have in your diet or you feel like you're going to die, is there any food that you absolutely can't stand that, you know, if I tell you that it would be a good idea to eat that you're not going to eat. Would you prefer for me to give you macro ratios and a food list and you design your own program, or would you rather me sit down and say this is exactly what you have to eat so that you don't have to think about it? Do you like to, you know, snack throughout the day? Do you like to eat, you know, 2 or 3 big meals? I mean, I try to get as much information from them as possible in order to write a program that's going to make them as successful as possible. There's a gentleman that I was telling you about the other day, Carter Schoeffer. He works with two of the other ladies from Girls Gone Strong, and I think they said his initial questionnaire is something around 30 pages.
Wow.
They said it takes hours to fill out. So I don't think I could come up with 30 pages worth of questions, but apparently this guy knows what he's doing and does an absolutely fantastic job. So the anecdote that I was going to talk about, I used to be really involved on a website called figureathlete.com. It was the female version of T-Nation, and there was a gentleman on there who shall remain nameless, but he got on there, started writing all kinds of really controversial articles where he would make fun of women. He would say things like, oh, you know, ask your husband if you're allowed to, you know, stuff your face with those donuts, you fatty. I mean, he was just like really, really crazy. But the programs that he wrote, you know, he got women off the treadmill, off the elliptical, into the weight room, doing more, you know, metabolic circuits and things for their cardio. He got them, you know, eating real food, things of that nature. So women started getting really good results with him. Well, we ended up chatting a bit, and he said that it was his whole purpose was to be controversial because people would either love him or hate him. And the people that loved him would always love him, and the people that hated him, it didn't matter anyway. So
I think I know who it is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to drop it. But
long story short, he actually held a transformation contest So these women would have to work with him, and then the winner of the, or they would follow his cookie cutter programs, and the winner would get, you know, $1,000 or something like that. He set up the winner ahead of time, purchased all of her supplements for her, or took the price of the supplements out of the $1,000 that she was going to win, you know, made sure she beefed up ahead of time and had gained some body fat before she even started, so it would be that much easier for her to lose it when the,
right,
when the contest ended, and wasn't willing to show the all of the entries and submissions from the other women to say why he picked this woman. You know, he just showed her picture at the end, and he was charging $1,600 or more for a couple months of nutrition and training, and his stuff was all copy paste. The women were eating 800 calories a day, if that. I mean, granted, it was more whole foods than they were used to eating. So that was positive, but yeah, he was just a complete disaster, and he literally badgered these women. If anybody said anything bad about him, he would make fun of them, tell them that they were insecure, call them fatties, tell them that it was their fault that, you know, they were just jealous because they didn't look as good as his clients.
I'm surprised the board allowed that. I mean, usually a lot of boards would get a guy like that off the board really quick.
The board shut down very, very soon after that, and I actually copy and pasted a lot of the conversations that he and I had just if I ever needed proof in the future,
right,
of what kind of guy he was, because I had a feeling the board wasn't going to be up too long. So,
what about if a client comes to you and says, "I'm not having progress, I'm having trouble sleeping"? Would you just gloss over that and go, "Well, let's look at your diet," or would you say, "Wait a minute, we need to address your sleep. There's no way you're going to have progress if you're not sleeping"?
Yeah, to me, sleep is one of the most important aspects of helping somebody lose body fat. Jim, my partner, is good friends with Rob Wolf, and I believe Rob says that when you're trying to lose body fat, sleep is actually more important than exercise.
Yeah,
it is. Because of, yeah, the hormonal effect.
Well, because, yeah, insulin in humans, we create and modulate and prepare receptors and everything at night while we sleep. I mean, that's evidenced by the people who don't get good sleep become obese, even if they're not eating a lot. So,
yeah, absolutely. Through undergrad and grad school and a little bit after grad school, I worked at a bar just because it was, you know, great money, and it was quick and easy, and something that I could do while I was in school. And even when I was getting ready for my competitions, I had this ring of fat around my belly button, and it was this cortisol belly,
right,
that I couldn't get rid of because I wasn't getting into bed until, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 in the morning. Same thing, we see that a lot with our clients. We have a lot of nurses that as clients, and they work 7 p to 7 a, you know, so they work the 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift, and their sleep is complete garbage, and, you know, they come in looking like zombies even if they've gotten 8, 10, or 12 hours of sleep the night before. And another issue is a lot of people, I'm guilty of this myself, stay up late working either on their computer, watching TV. You know, they get their brain super active before it's time to go to bed, and then they can't shut it off when it is time to go to sleep. So
I am in bed religiously at 9 o'clock. I am in bed at 9 o'clock every night. And you know what? I've been that way for, probably 12, 13, 14 years now. I mean, as a matter of fact, when I was married, one of the things that used to piss my ex-wife off was that I was I would not budge on the importance of me being in bed at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
And, you know, I used to get up at 5 a.m. every morning and got the kids off to school and did all those things. I was like, but I'm going to sleep early. You can stay up late and sleep late. And that used to drive her crazy, but I knew how important sleep was. And I stuck to my guns on that. And I thank God I did, because that's the period of my life that I lost 100 pounds. I don't even remember anymore.
Wow.
So, all right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break, and when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Molly Galbraith. Go to her website. Great information in her blog. Go to Molly Galbraith, GALBRAITH.com. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for
store and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You may not recognize Muscle Gauge Nutrition, but that's because they've been in the background as a private label manufacturer for some of your favorite brands. Now get ready to hear their name a lot as an introductory offer. Get 5 pounds of pure whey protein isolate for as little as $11 a pound and get free shipping too. Each 30-gram scoop contains the requisite amount of leucine to stimulate the anabolic response. Check out these flavors. Cake batter, chocolate, cinnamon bun, ice cream sandwich, rocky road, strawberry, vanilla, and unflavored. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad and use the coupon code SUPER. That's S-U-P-E-R today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains D-aspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better, bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find Can-See eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Can-See eye drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Soldier Boy, tell me. Hey, I got this new damn for y'all called the Soldier Boy. You just gotta punch, then crank back.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay, I got a message from on Facebook from, I didn't ask her if I could use her full name, so her name is Kathleen. She said that her coach doesn't answer the questions that she asks. She totally ignores some of my emails. Some of my emails she will answer, but act like others she didn't get. What about a coach that doesn't want to answer certain questions? Have you heard of this? Like, if it's something that they can't answer, they just ignore it. They don't go, let me look into this.
I mean, no, again, I'm speechless. Like, you're paying this person. You should. Oh, and I think a lot of coaches kind of try to rule with an iron fist so that their clients are afraid of them. Kind of like the gentleman I was talking about earlier from the old figure athlete site. You know, anytime someone asked a question, he would belittle them and make fun of them. And, you know, I think that's happened so much with coaches and their clients that they're afraid to say anything.
Yeah.
And that's just ridiculous. This person works for you. You don't work for them. You know, you're paying them. And so you should get your questions answered. And if they don't know, I mean, I've always found that if someone asks a question and you don't know the answer and you say, you know what, I'm not 100% sure, but I'll either find out or I'll find someone who can give you the answer. To me, that garners so much more respect and trust than either ignoring the person or giving them a bunk answer.
But you know what this sounds remarkably like, I just realized? It sounds like the medical orthodoxy of today. you know, you have doctors that you come in and you say, "Doc, this is how I feel," and they immediately prescribe you these three drugs because that's what they prescribe to everyone who feels that way.
Right.
And then you want to sit down and you want to talk to them, but they don't have the time to. And then they make you feel foolish for even asking some of it. This sounds like the medical orthodoxy, and it's shameful because we are the antithesis of the medical orthodoxy and the pharmaceutical agenda. So those personal trainers out there who are choosing to work in this style, you guys, why don't you just go back to school and become doctors and rob people that way instead?
Right. So that, well, my actually stepbrother just finished his residency and he's going into family medicine, and you know, he has a lot of the same thoughts and ideas that I do, and you know, subscribes to the theory that nutrition and sleep and stress management is, you know, can be much more beneficial than pharmaceuticals. And he was talking the other day about what a shame it is that, number one, he has to see a patient every 5 minutes or he's not making money. His
right.
clinic is not making money. And number two, that he doesn't have the time to sit down with his clients or with his patients and talk about, hey, you know, what about these dietary changes? You know, he's basically forced to be reactive instead of proactive with them. You know, he's forced to practice reactive medicine instead of proactive medicine. So instead of trying to help them prevent these issues they might have, which he can do occasionally, but most of the time he's just having to give them a pill or a powder or you know, a crutch or some kind of Band-Aid to put over their issue instead of actually trying to figure out why the issue happened in the first place.
And we talked about this yesterday. You know, we kind of touched on this just a little bit yesterday. And whenever I have a doctor on the show and I remember to ask, I always say, hey, tell me how the medical orthodoxy reconciles with the idea that a drug like Lyrica, you know, which is for like depression and maybe some neurological pains, can actually kill people and causes a whole myriad of side effects that are actually worse than the diseases or conditions that they treat. How does a doctor reconcile with the idea that the drug I'm prescribing is worse for you than the condition that you're here complaining about today, when the first edict of the Hippocratic Oath is first do no harm? I mean, any doctor, your brother-in-law, you said, is in his residency?
Stepbrother's
in his residency. Okay. You know, all these doctors, they all start out wanting to help people. But then they become indoctrinated into the process by being overburdened by debt. They come out of school with $500,000 in debt, and they're thinking to themselves, okay, I got to make a bunch of money really quick, or life is going to suck for a while. And
right.
and so they become lockstep into the march. And they have no choice. But your stepbrother can break away now while he's still in residency. He needs to go to the A4M website. He needs to start signing up for some of those courses. And he needs to get out of the single-payer medical system and get into anti-aging and regenerative medicine, where people who can afford to pay for their services and become a boutique-style doctor. It's going back to the way it used to be, the way the doctor used to be, you know?
Right, yeah, he was talking about the boutique style or the concierge style, where people,
yes,
you know, pay a significant amount of money and you're basically on call for them 24/7. And even in the more boutique style, the woman I see who's an integrative medicine doctor, it's $375 an hour cash, and she doesn't accept insurance. And she and I have gotten to be good friends, and even paying $375 an hour, because of all of the staff, all of the support staff that she needs to make sure that she's giving her patients you know, the time and attention that they deserve, she's not even bringing home the bacon. You know, I thought that she would have been, you know, making fantastic money, and she and I chatted, and she said, you know, I'm probably not making as much as most of your regular doctors, but because it's what she wants to do and it's what she cares about and what she's passionate about, she's willing to kind of take that pay cut. So yeah, it's just the system is not conducive to the patient getting what they need. And the fact that only really wealthy people could have access to that kind of medicine is pretty sad as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's go ahead and plug your website again. The website is Molly Galbraith, GALBRAITH.com. It's a great place to get information, especially for women out there who are looking for answers to training and nutrition.
Yep. And soon the Girls Gone Strong website will be up, and that's just going to be a like a mecca for women searching for information. We're going to have nutrition information, training information. We'll have workouts. We'll have a community of other women that you can connect with. I know a lot of women who contact me say, I'm the only one like me in my area. I'm the only one I know that lifts. You know, I love, you know, watching you guys lift and getting support from other people. So we're going to have a huge community section to the website. It's just going to be fantastic. Our whole goal is to be the women's fitness authority, change the way that women think about their bodies. I actually just wrote a really, I think it's a great article because my friends contributed to it, but it's called Learning to Love Your Body, and it's talking about training because you love your body, not because you hate your body, which I think is a huge mindset shift for women that's so important.
Right.
So, yeah, please visit my website. Visit, check out Girls Gone Strong on Facebook. We'll have our website up soon enough. And, yeah, just keep helping us spread good information.
Excellent, excellent. Listen, Molly, thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Carl. I appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
I also want to thank Liam Tweed for being on the show all the way from Johannesburg, South Africa, earlier in the show during the 12 o'clock hour, as well as Steve Lapidus for coming on and making that announcement about their new patch. And we will have another episode of Superhuman Radio for you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, and see you then.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.